You're listening to the Travel Geniuses podcast for travel agents who love planning vacations for their clients, but wish the business side of things was just a little bit easier. This is episode zero. What do you mean episode zero? What's this podcast about anyway? Hey, Travel Geniuses, Christy here. I just wanted to record a quick pre-episode just to tell you a little bit about what this podcast is about and how I'm hoping it will help you. So first, I know I mentioned this in the intro, but this podcast is for travel agents. If you're not a travel agent, that's fine. You're welcome to listen in. But the ideas and things that I'm sharing here really are meant to help travel agents and make their job a little easier and help them enjoy it a little more. So if you're a travel agent, welcome. This is definitely for you. And the reason I'm doing this is because I know from experience that being a travel agent is really, really hard. It's hard work. Just the job of being a travel agent, trying to chase down clients and return phone calls, keeping up with payment deadlines, chasing down commission checks, making sure that your supplier partners have their ducks in a row too. I mean, you don't just have to worry about your part of the vacation planning. You have to rely on your partners to do their job correctly too, and sometimes monitor that and keep on top of them to do things correctly. So it's a really, really hard and time consuming job. I know it. It's very rewarding, but it's a lot of work. Now, if you're a home-based agent or work at a small agency, you not only have those jobs, you also maybe if you're at a boutique agency, but definitely if you're a home-based or independent agent, you're also the marketing department and your accounting and your HR. You have all these other jobs that maybe weren't the reason you got into business in the first place. If you're like me, I did not get into the travel industry so that I could do taxes all the time and be an accountant. I did it because I loved helping people plan vacations and really, really wanted them to have the most amazing vacations of their lives. But unfortunately, this other stuff is part of the job as well. And if we don't do that, we don't have a business. So what I'm doing here with this podcast, or my goal and my hope and dream for it, is to share some ideas with you that will help make those other parts of the job a little bit easier. So what I'll be doing is first just sharing what I know. I have been working in the travel industry for the last 16 years or so. I've worked as a home-based agent. I've worked in a small boutique agency. I've worked in a large multinational agency. I've sold corporate travel. I've sold leisure travel. So I've done a lot within the travel industry, but it hasn't all been about travel. I've spent that time not just learning about travel and the travel industry, but also just business in general and marketing and technology and tools. And the last 3 years, I've actually spent coaching small business owners. So I want to take all these things that I've learned over the years and share how they can help you in your job. So that's the first thing, but I don't know everything. So I'm also going to bring in other people and have conversations with travel agents who have found something that works for them. So if I learn about an agent who's found a way to make group travel work or make Instagram work for them or just anything really that I think will help you, I'll have them come in and we'll have a conversation and we'll share what's working for them so that you can implement some of that stuff into your business as well. I will also be talking to suppliers. It's not going to be, here's how to promote their $4.99 7-day cruise special. No, I never want you to do that. I'll probably do a whole podcast episode about how much I hate that. But we still have a lot we can learn from our supplier partners. They are our partners, and it's important to keep on top of what's new, what's interesting, so that we can share that with our clients and get them interested in some of these new vacation ideas, get them inspired and excited to go somewhere new. And it won't just be what's new with the suppliers. They have ideas and they see what's working too. So we'll get that information from them as well. And then finally, I will talk to some people from outside of the travel industry. I think sometimes we get stuck just looking inside our little bubble and our industry for inspiration and ideas, but there are people outside the travel industry, believe it or not, who are doing some really great things. So it could be another entrepreneur in another industry or somebody who's an expert on YouTube, Instagram, photography, and video. I'd love to learn how to take some great pictures when we're on fam trips that we can use in our marketing efforts as well. Maybe even an accountant to help us with some of our accounting tasks. So those are my plans for this podcast. I'm super excited about it. I have a ton of great ideas, and I'm really excited to share all of this with you. If this sounds like something you are interested in and will enjoy, please subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss any episodes. And please also share this with your friends in the travel industry. I'd love to really see this grow into a strong community of travel agents working together to not just plan amazing vacations for our clients. Of course, that's our main goal in all this, but I want us to enjoy the journey as well.